Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Founder Story. Today we have Nicole Mitchell, who is the founder of Nicole Mitchell, Inc. I was saying before we got started that it might be one of the most interesting one-sentence short bios that I'm ever going to read so far. So you are known as the pastor turned stripper who went from food stamps to seven figures with OnlyFans and an OnlyFans creator. I'm very fascinated with the future of the creator's economy and how people on all different platforms will create generational wealth for families and completely change their lives. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And I'd like to start off with, what made you want to even get into the creator's economy?
I've always been a creative. It's almost like I've been waiting for this moment in time where the power was really given back to the individual. And we had access to things that were once very limited to the most powerful and the most wealthy. And so over the years, I've had many different entrepreneurial gigs just trying to find out what I wanted to be. And I was a high school teacher for years. I was a mega church pastor. I was a bartender. I was an Etsy shop owner. I was a face painter, just kind of trying to find myself and what I wanted to be. And then when I discovered the platform OnlyFans and had the freedom it gave me to make whatever I wanted and that I could charge whatever I wanted, pick the hours I wanted, something in me lit up. Like, this is what I was born for. And I was so excited to take advantage of it.
So what were some of those early days like? How was the process transitioning from all those other things that you had mentioned into OnlyFans?
It was really fun for me and really difficult for all my family and friends. I had always been a religious good girl and always was done what was like the right thing. And when I finally really took control of my life, my destiny, my finances, my pleasure, it was very triggering and I'd say even alarming for my close family and friends. So I did have a lot of fallout, unfortunately, as I followed my pleasure and my passion and my desire. And as difficult as that was, I'm so glad I didn't let that stop me, because the amount of money I've made, the legacy I've been able to leave behind for my children, the people I've been able to support through both my life coaching business and through my OnlyFans work has been worth it a hundredfold over.
So something very interesting that you've done is you didn't just rely on one platform. I think throughout the history of social media, or even when we used to sell a lot on Amazon, we fall into this trap and this danger of relying on one single platform to control everything, because we know we are not really in control when the platform is in control. So what have you done to diversify yourself than just focusing on the content creation?
Yeah, we don't own the platforms that we use, right? And so this is where we do have to abide by the rules. I see a lot of people get upset by the rules of the platforms, but we're using it in a lot of these platforms like Instagram and Facebook for free. So we can either get mad or we can learn to abide by the rules, but also be smart and diversify. So typically as a creator, you're always going to have multiple accounts because things happen. Even if it's not even an adult thing, just sometimes accounts get shut out. I had an Instagram account with zero violations just get shut down and had 25,000 followers and it was gone, right? So we have to be smart about having multiple social media accounts. I have OnlyFans, I have Fansly, I have Minivids, like I have all these other sites. And I think that really what really made people aware of the smartness of diversifying is back in 2020 when OnlyFans was going to shut down the adult sector and people were freaking out because everyone had put all their eggs in one basket. So it's just a good lesson we've all here repeated. It's very cliche, but it's very true. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Things are always changing. Things are always moving. And those of us who make it are the most adaptable.
I remember that in 2020. Yeah. I don't exactly understand why they, because it seemed like that's what they were known for, right? And whatever you're known for, you want to double down, triple down on the thing that you're known for, not do a complete 180 away from it. What do you think is the appeal for the person that pays on OnlyFans? Like, why go to OnlyFans? Why has OnlyFans become so big?
I think it's a couple of things. I think it's normalized adult work for the average person. Now you don't have to be a 6 foot, 100-pound blonde hair, blue-eyed model. You could be a mom of five who works from home. That's me, right? So it really gave the power to the masses. And I think COVID really blew it up because everyone was working from home. People lost their jobs and you need to make money. So a lot of people turned to OnlyFans and similar platforms to do just that. So I think just it giving the power to the masses and the timing of it was kind of perfect. And it blew them up to be the number one platform in many ways.
I'm so excited about the creators economy. I think if you ask anyone under the age of 25 what they want to do when they grow up, they want to be a content creator. And I think if you ask older people, they would love to do it, but they don't even have it in their mind that it's something they can do. I was reading some stats that OnlyFans, and don't quote me 100%, but OnlyFans last year gave out like $6 billion plus dollars in payments around the world. It's crazy. So how do you see, you know, the future of content creation happening among different generations?
Yes, you see that shift, right, from traditional workplaces to now non-traditional workplaces, and how, you know, by the time my kids are in college, they're going to have degrees that we don't even know about at this time. Like, it's the economy is changing so quickly that I'm genuinely so excited for my children. I have my master's degree. I love traditional education and I love being an entrepreneur. And so I love that I get to bring that to my kids of like, yes, there's a lot of value in traditional education pathways. There's also a lot of value in being a creator and like taking charge of your own reality. Find your sweet spot and run with it. So I just think like staying open to possibilities, and you know me, I really believe our pleasure leads to our greatest profit. So I teach my kids and my clients, what turns you on the most? What lights you up the most? What's the thing that keeps you at night because you feel so excited about it? We can monetize that. We can monetize anything with this modern day economy. And I feel like that is one of the greatest gifts it's given the average person.
It's very interesting when we look at the future of intelligence. We had an interview with someone who's really been in AI for 2 decades. And they were talking about how, in their opinion, IQ will not matter in the future. It'll be EQ and emotions, right? You can learn anything. You can get any information on the phone through ChatGPT or AI in the future. So what's the point of even being so smart? It's the emotions. It's like you say, what makes us still human?
I love that. I'm, you know, in my coaching business, we're really about emotional intelligence, emotional mastery. It's no longer enough just to be the smartest in the room. That's not, things have changed so much since my parents' generation. And it is, so much of it is emotional intelligence. So much of it is social networking. And there's a common phrase that says, you know, that AI is going to take over or replace people's jobs. No, it's not AI. It's people who know how to use AI, right? So I'm already incorporating AI into both my businesses, both my life coaching business and my OnlyFans business. And I feel really good. I don't feel like I'm being left behind. I feel like I'm being smart. Speaking of diversifying, I trust a lot of my human skill, but I'm also smart enough to utilize advanced technology if it's going to help grow and expand my business. So you don't have to live in fear of it. You need to learn how to use it. And that, again, is another thing that will either inspire you as an entrepreneur or will deter you from an entrepreneur. It's not as simple as just like wake up one day, make a lot of money. You have to learn how to use the current tools to grow and expand your empire, your business, or your company.
So I know you have a coaching and you're helping other people who want to enter into the space of content creation. What would you say that you're hearing from them and your personal experience as to what some of the misconceptions are of the creator on OnlyFans?
Yeah, there's this fear of you can only be one thing. If I have an OnlyFans platform, then I guess that's all I can be. No one's gonna take me seriously if I also wanna be a public speaker. No one's gonna take me seriously if I wanna be part of the PTO at my kid's school. No one's gonna take me seriously. And I'm living proof that that's not true. I just got paid to be the keynote speaker at a sexuality conference in 2025. Like, people chose me because of my OnlyFans. So you can either focus on all the lost opportunity or focus on all the opportunity you're going to gain because you're choosing this endeavor. But I deeply take a stand for you get to be both and. I think traditional society wants you to peg you as just one thing and one thing only. And I think what the newer generations are realizing and really owning as a beautiful thing is we are multifaceted, multi-talented, multi-passionate. We get to leverage all of those without ever reducing ourselves to just one part of ourselves.
The days of you post something on social media for the rest of your life, they're going to see this photo. Remember that was like, you put something online, well, really nobody remembers anything past 2 minutes. We have full attention span. I don't think people even really care anymore.
I now hope I'll be remembered in that picture. That's actually my hope because we don't remember anything. It's like, please remember this picture for the rest of my life. Like, I look good. Don't forget. So that has definitely shifted from this could be the worst thing to happen to where now I'm like, literally, that could be the best thing to happen is if I'm remembered in this outfit. And you're right. I always tell my clients the internet is a very forgetful and very forgiving place, meaning you put something out, you don't love it. Once upon a time, they said it was the worst thing to happen to you. Now we know, like, no one remembered 5 minutes later. So, like, you get another shot. You're going to be okay.
So what are you finding to be the skills that are the most needed for people to be a content creator?
So many. One of them is, which we already covered, is being adaptable. Things are always moving and changing, and you can either get mad at it or you can get excited about it. OnlyFans has changed drastically. Social media, Instagram has changed drastically than when I was on it years ago when I first started. It's like, but that's part of the evolution of human and societies. What else is new? How can we make this better? And how can we make this different? So being adaptable, I think really being creative, like I think it's easy to get into a rut. But the reason you typically get into this industry of being your own creator is so that you can be creative. So you have to stay true to your creative genius. There's so much pressure like, oh, they're nailing it in that way and they're crushing it in that way. Maybe I should do it their way. Always do it your way. Like find tweaks that you can take from other people, but stay true to your creative heart. That's the whole reason you got into it. And third, you have to learn how to monetize. I see a lot of people do awesome, crazy, creative stuff, and they either don't charge or they undercharge. And so what I help clients do is charge appropriately and then how to scale from there. Because your income should never be capped. Just like your creativity is never capped, your income should never be capped.
Yeah, I think that's so important. You talk about monetization. I know so many people who have been creating content. They've amassed these big followings and they make no money. I was just reading like the average creator makes under 20 grand or 50 grand, something really, really low compared to what we think they make, right? I'm curious around stigmas around OnlyFans and maybe even as a whole around the world based on clients you see in different parts of the world. Because I know countries just look at things very different. Somebody might be judged in the US for something where if you go to Greece, it's the norm.
Yes. I have a very global audience. I've gone viral so many times as a pastor and stripper. So I have people from all over the world who subscribe to my page. And I'm always so fascinated learning about where they live and exactly what you said. How do they view OnlyFans or people who are on OnlyFans? And I know for in Brazil and in Germany, I've been written by multiple people in Brazil and Germany. I'm esteemed as a hero. Like they look up to me as a model. Like this is a woman in her power, in her femininity. She's smart. She's a businesswoman, right? And then I get messages from Americans that I'm the head of the Illuminati and I'm the worst thing to happen to America. And I'm the Antichrist in flesh. And it's like the extreme reactions I have makes me appreciate that I have a very global audience and especially the countries that are like, this is so normal and celebrated and respected in our part of the world. We think America is crazy.
So it is very fascinating how cultures are different. I was watching an interview that you did. It was a very emotional interview. And I even myself got choked up because you were talking a lot about the impacts on your family and everything. So can you dive into that? Because I think people might learn what the expectations are when you become a content creator. I know you just dived into that a bit now, but can you go more into how that impacted your direct family directly?
Yes. I always tell people if you decide to go into OnlyFans, for example, or something in a similar industry, like you have to go with eyes wide open. You can't be naive. And so I knew going into this, I would lose some family. I would lose some friends. I also knew I'd gain new family and I'd gain new friends. That's really what I focused on. But it was a very painful process. I became estranged from my entire family, my parents and all three of my siblings and their spouses and their children. I lost all three of my best friends in the process. And the crazy thing for me was like, I still felt like Nicole Mitchell. I still felt like the exact same person. And the fact that I'd be written off because they disagreed about part of my career was like mind-boggling to me. But I understand they come. I come from a very conservative, very religious background. This is obviously in direct contrast to what I was taught to value and do. And so that was a very painful part of my journey. But like I mentioned to you earlier, I am so glad I did not let that talk me out of it, because I'm the happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest I've ever been. And the life I've been able to give my children and the future I'm giving my children and myself, like I decided to live life in my terms, which I believe is every person's right. Just be prepared for when people have a really big problem with that.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, many people quit. It almost doesn't matter what you're doing. There's always going to be some roadblocks, right? Entrepreneurship, I think, is for the 1% of people that have the mental grit. You have to be ironclad in your mind, because you go through so many. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast, easy, just to use Indeed? When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed receive 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast, because it streamlines the entire process. No wasted time or effort. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/founders story. Just go to Indeed.com/founders story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/founders story. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. As we kick off the new year, it's the perfect time to set meaningful goals. One of the most fulfilling resolutions you can make for 2024 is learning a new language. Whether it's to connect more deeply with others, enhance your career opportunities, or simply embrace new cultures, this is your chance to grow. And Rosetta Stone can help you make it happen. Rosetta Stone has been the most trusted name in language learning for over 30 years, offering an immersive program that truly helps you speak, think, and connect in your new language. Whether you're learning from your desktop or their easy-to-use app, Rosetta Stone adapts to your schedule and goals. Imagine yourself finally checking learning French off your bucket list, or preparing to explore Japan with the confidence to speak the language like I did. Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, Korean, and more. Their innovative True Accent feature acts like a personal coach, giving you real-time feedback on your pronunciation so you can sound like a local. And because it's designed for long-term retention, you'll truly own your new language for life. Right now, they're offering something incredible, a lifetime membership with unlimited access to all 25 languages at 50% off. It's the kind of value that makes saying yes to a resolution like this a no-brainer. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach today. Founder Story listeners can take advantage of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy.
Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ups and downs. It's a roller coaster that sometimes I just want to go get a job. I'm like, you know what? Let me just get a job. I don't have to worry about it. But something that fascinates me with content creators, and something I struggle with, is coming up with content. I feel you always have to reinvent yourself, or, you know, do something new or be creative. So how do you deal with that?
Right. That is part of it. It's like, this is where your creativity can work very well for you, or can turn against you, because you can get on the hamster wheel and you end up churning out creativity or content for them and no longer for yourself. So everything I create is first and foremost for me. Because if I'm not going to love it, if I'm not going to enjoy it, I'm going to get burned out. And so I think I've really kept my pleasure as the center, as a priority. And I know if it brings me pleasure because it's authentic and genuine, people who consume it, whether it's a coaching course or my OnlyFans content, they're going to get pleasure from it because they can feel the authentic energy. And I think also too is like, I think creators are very scared to slow down because things are moving fast and things are changing and trends. As soon as a trend begins, another one has started. Like there's, you can really feel the rat race energy, but I like to actually slow down. And I did this on Sunday. I slowed down a Sunday and I sat down and I came up with my Black Friday offers 2 months in advance. Like either I can wait last minute and be frantic like everyone else, or I can slow down long enough and like, I want to blow people away with what I create for Black Friday. I'm going to take time for that. So doing those things over the years has really, for at least for me, prevented burnout. And I still very much love what I do.
How many hours a day do you say that maybe in the beginning to now that you put into the content creation side?
I would say it's a lot less now, but it's on my mind way more, right? Because you're always thinking of how can I scale and how can I grow this? It's no longer like, oh, I need to make a custom video. I still do that, but I'm already like on like the next level empire growth of my company. So I'd say my brain is on 24/7. The actual hours I work or in creating content probably averages out to 2 hours a day. But it, outside of the content creation, there's the messaging, right? There's the client, even for my coaching clients, client support. There's the programs I'm teaching live. There's the photo shoots that take all day that I drive up to LA for. Like there's a lot of moving pieces, which I love. It's a lot of variety, so it never gets boring for me. I think it's more hours than people expect, but you can also make more money than in a traditional job, in my opinion.
Hey, if you put the hours in, right, you hope to get something out of it and then maybe not have to work those many hours. Once you've built the foundation, you're building the empire, I should say. Yes. So something I've always lived by is my big audacious goal, something that 30 years from now I want to achieve, something so crazy that it's probably too big. Mine is to impact 100 million people. What would you say is your massive goal that you see for yourself?
Love this question because I have a massive goal and I will hit it. So right now people look at me as like, whoa, she's made it very successful, right? Like I've made more money than I thought I'd make in my lifetime. I have a very successful coaching business. I have a very successful OnlyFans. And to me, this is like the cute little appetizer to what I came here to do. So my goal is to be a billionaire. I want to have multiple global companies. I want my lingerie company, makeup company, high heel company, fashion, like clothing company. I want to have my own TV show. I want to have multiple best-selling books. Like this is all the cute little preamble to my massive global empire that I am working on behind the scenes for.
Whoa. One day I'm like, hey, I spoke to Nicole Mitchell, the billionaire. She's on the Forbes list. Look her up.
When she was
like,
just a multimillionaire. When she was just a cute little multimillionaire, I got to meet her and now she's a billionaire.
We can't even get another interview. She's way too busy. Hey, it seems if you can do what you've already done, why can't you? I almost feel getting to where you're at is the hardest part. Yes. And then it's easier to get to the next level.
I agree. You know, like I have found making the first million is the hardest. After that, now once you cross that seven figure, you just now know the next seven figures is inevitable. So I don't even stress about my next million. I just know I'm going to hit it. But the first million, you're like, am I? So for everyone who's listening, it gets so much easier the farther you get. So don't give up. Don't quit short because it does get easier. It does get better. I work the least amount of hours I've ever worked in my life. And I'm making the most money I've ever made. And it seems unfair that that's how it should be. Like you work so hard in the beginning, you make so little, but the flip side is so freaking worth it. So when it comes to like OnlyFans, people make all kinds. They make anywhere from $100 a month to $1 million a month. I've seen it all. So I really believe it's like any other social media platform. It's like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. The money you can make is unlimited. You have to be smart. You have to be strategic. You have to be relentless. You have to be authentic. I think that works the best. And you can make as much money as you want. And this is what I help my OnlyFans creators and all my clients really is, let's find the smart, strategic, authentic strategy to make sure you're making the most money possible. And so I've made multiple seven figures on my OnlyFans and same in my life coaching business. It's unlimited. Like, and I will say this, I get pushback on this, like, well, you're one of the lucky few. blah, 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 blah. I have worked with so many content creators that have blown up and make as much, if not more, money than me. So you can either say it's a fluke and say I'm lucky, or you can get on board and become the next lucky one.
All the things that you've gone through, the ups and downs, thank you for sharing that and being vulnerable today. If people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out about all the things that you're doing, how can they do so?
Yeah, just come to my website, NicoleMitchell.com. Nicole is spelled with a K, NikoleMitchell.com. And you can find me in all the places.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today on Founder's Story.
Thank you.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.